take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
CannabisRadio.com presents The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hey, this is great, man.
Well, on the earth.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Monday, August 15th, 2016, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the show. Glad you could make it. I'm glad I could make it. I escaped scot-free from the bowels of Mordor. We went right to the heart of Mount Doom. Yeah, we made a road trip back to Idaho and made it in and out with no law enforcement whatsoever. So that was a good thing. Myself and Lori Duckworth, great activist from Southern Oregon, who's now in the Portland area, we made the road trip out there to the first Boise Hemp Fest. Now, longtime listeners will say, wait a minute, Russ, didn't you speak at a Boise Hemp Fest before? No. Last time I spoke at Idaho Hope Fest. I know. It was basically the same thing, but it's different this time because the Boise Hemp Fest is now licensed by the Seattle Hemp Fest organization. And, of course, Seattle Hemp Fest is coming up this weekend. Quick reminder, there will be no show on Friday because I will be on the train making my way to Seattle. We'll be there for 3 days. I've got some speaking spots. We'll meet up with all our friends and business leaders and activist leaders up there and bring that all to you next week. But today, I bring you the highlights from the Boise Hemp Fest, including in this first hour, you'll get to hear my speech to the activists in the state of Idaho and how they are precariously toying with the possibility of being the last state to have any marijuana reforms. Also on the show today, we'll have time for a radical rant, and today I take aim at the stoners against legalization in the state of Arizona who seem to want to help Sheriff Joe Arpaio continue to bust stoners. So we'll talk about how that makes me feel. Spoiler alert, not good. Also on the show, we'll get into some drug war data mining. I was off last week, Wednesday and Thursday. I didn't want to be, and I apologize for that. Had problems with the laptop that had to be fixed. And, of course, Friday I was making my way to Boise. So got to catch up on some of the news that happened over those last 3 days. And one of the big pieces of news was that the state of North Dakota has joined other states, now 9 states that will be participating in the 2016 election with some measure of statewide marijuana reform. We'll take a look at North Dakota's proposed medical marijuana initiative, the polling in North Dakota, and then get you caught up on the other states voting on medical marijuana, Arkansas, Florida, and Montana. And I know you're thinking, wait, doesn't Montana already have medical? Yes, they do, but they've got an initiative on the ballot to make it better. So we'll tell you all about that. And some other states that are waiting in the wings, still trying with some outside shots at making the ballot in Oklahoma, Missouri, and Michigan. Also on the show, the other big news we've got to get to, the Behind the Headlines segment where the DEA has rejected rescheduling cannabis. And I'll tell you why they have rejected it and why they will always reject it, no matter how hard we try. Coming up later in the week, on Wednesday, we'll be speaking with John Hudak from the Brookings Institute. He's going to talk about that DEA rescheduling. And we're also trying to get an interview with our friend John Getman. He actually was the petitioner on 2 of the 4 petitions that tried rescheduling. He was rejected twice, and he'll tell you why it will always be rejected. Of course, we start things off with the Cannabis Radio News. We've got all your headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds coming up right after this break. And in hour 2, we're going to bring you more from Boise Hemp Fest, speeches from Lori Duckworth and Bill Espenson, some acoustic music from Chief Greenbud, and I sat in on guest vocals, and then we've got some activist interviews as well. It's all coming up right now on The Russ Belville Show.
This is The Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Thank you. earn your PhD in THC monetization with CannabisRadio.com. Don't be late.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
Author Catherine Hiller and her great new book, Just Say Yes, Marijuana Memoir. So I love the way you use time in the memoir.
I started at the present time and I described a visit to my dealer. And then I would go backward in time so that every chapter starts a little bit earlier. I do not feel that marijuana has in any way harmed my life. It certainly hasn't led me to the streets. It's led me to a more joyful life experience.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Okay. Maybe you're high, too.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
It's time for the Cannabis Radio News. Covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Cannabis Radio News is now available exclusively at CannabisRadio.com. Now your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. This is Cannabis Radio News.
This is your Cannabis Radio News for Monday, August 15th, 2016. Salem, Oregon. People flocked to Oregon's first ever marijuana growers fair on Saturday, where a competition for best pot plants was being held, with the winners to be displayed at the Oregon State Fair. The inaugural two-day Oregon Cannabis Growers Fair underscores how the once illicit marijuana industry is starting to go mainstream in Oregon, one of four states to have legalized recreational marijuana use, along with Washington, D.C. Ed Rosenthal, known in pot circles as the guru of ganja, poked, prodded, and rubbed and sniffed several dozen marijuana plants, some of which were so big they engulfed him, in an exhibition hall on the Oregon State Fairgrounds. He and other judges were picking 9 winning plants, 3 in each of 3 categories, that will be displayed at the Oregon State Fair for 2 weeks starting later this month. Rosenthal, wearing a marijuana leaf print shirt, scribbled on his clipboard as onlookers snapped photos and gaped at rows of pot plants. None had buds, per contest rules. Flandreau, South Dakota. One of 2 consultants who worked with a Native American tribe on its plans to open the nation's first marijuana resort pleaded guilty Monday to a drug offense stemming from his role in the operation, including ordering pot seeds that were shipped surreptitiously from the Netherlands to the reservation. Jonathan Hunt, who oversaw the first marijuana crop at the Flandreau Santee Sioux tribe, entered his guilty plea to a drug conspiracy count in the city of Flandreau, which is adjacent to the tribe's reservation in eastern South Dakota. The state's top prosecutor filed drug-related charges August 3rd against Hunt and Eric Hagen, the CEO of the Colorado-based consulting firm Monarch America. The charges came 8 months after tribal leaders destroyed the marijuana crop, fearing a federal raid and walking away from an ambitious and headline-grabbing scheme to develop an adult playground. Hunt and his attorney declined to comment outside of court on Monday. Hunt is to be sentenced December 19th, though the date could change depending on Hagen's case. Hagen pleaded not guilty Monday to charges of conspiracy to possess, possession, and attempt to possess more than 10 pounds of marijuana. St. Paul, Minnesota. Minnesota's two licensed medical marijuana manufacturers posted millions of dollars in losses in their first full year of operations, according to financial documents obtained by the Associated Press. Minnesota Medical Solutions posted a $3 million loss in 2015, a period that saw the rush to build up facilities, the growing and cultivating of the plants, and the first 6 months of legal medical marijuana sales. The company also said it lost more than $542,000 in 2014. The other manufacturer, Leafline Labs, lost roughly $2.2 million in 2015. Their audit does not include information from 2014. The AP obtained copies of the documents through an open records request. The heavy losses illustrate the difficulty of running a medical marijuana business in Minnesota's tightly regulated structure and confirm some fears among patient advocates that the program can't survive long term. Toronto, Canada. The Canadian government says medical marijuana patients will be able to grow their own cannabis under new regulations that come into effect later this month. Health Canada announced Thursday that patients approved for medical marijuana can register with Health Canada to grow a limited amount of cannabis for their own medical purposes. The new rules come into effect on August 24th. The regulations are a response to a federal court decision earlier this year that found the ban on patients growing medical marijuana to be a violation of their constitutional rights. Canada has said it plans to legalize marijuana in the spring of 2017. Berlin, Germany. More than 4,000 people marched through the German capital in the 20th annual demonstration in support of legalizing marijuana. Under the banner "Legalization is in the air," the demonstrators started their route Saturday at Berlin's main train station and ended it at City Hall. Demonstrators were lobbying for the government to allow broad use of marijuana for medical purposes, expanded research of medical marijuana, and for a regulated market to and end to the prosecution of consumers. Marijuana is illegal in Germany, though possession of small amounts is tolerated by the police. This has been your Cannabis Radio News for Monday, August 15th, 2016. I'm Russ Belville.
Forwarding the cause of legalization and research of the growing cannabis industry, one podcast at a time. The Cannabis Radio Network.
Dr. Dabber, hurry! Its temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up!
I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct! Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat, more flavor.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
The Russ Belville Show, where the truth about marijuana gets more than a minute to speak.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
The world of cannabis is evolving at a frenetic pace. The Russ Belville Show gets behind the headlines to take a deeper look at breaking news in our Cannabis Focus.
The big news from last week was the rejection by the DEA of another petition to reschedule cannabis or consider the rescheduling of cannabis. This had been delayed. It was supposed to come out the end of June, and then it was going to come out August 1st. And, well, we finally got our answer, and it's the answer I had predicted. The answer is we've decided not to reschedule. And this is very frustrating to many people, especially people who first get into marijuana activism and they start to learn the basics, right? That there's a scheduling system, you know, schedule of drugs 1 through 5. And there's only one schedule of drugs, schedule 1, that are absolutely non-medical.
and they're absolutely illegal drugs, cannot be used for any purpose whatsoever. And when people find out that cannabis is up there with heroin and PCP and LSD and magic mushrooms, and they start to go, wait a minute, you know, we know marijuana has medical purposes. How could it possibly be in that schedule? And what happens here is people get some misconceptions about what drug scheduling is in our system. Indeed, there is this level of harm that are associated with the drug schedules as far as them being drugs of abuse. But what they mean by a drug of abuse isn't that it's something that you get addicted to and it could kill you. If that were the case, you know, cigarettes and alcohol would be in Schedule 1, wouldn't they? No, what the drugs of abuse have to do is whether or not people are using them for non-medical purposes. And marijuana certainly fits that category. There are 33 million marijuana consumers in this country, according to that latest Gallup poll, and certainly not all of them are using for medical purposes. And spare me the argument about, you know, all use is medical. We'll get there, but that's not what we're talking about right now. So we've got a situation where the reason that cannabis is in Schedule 1 really doesn't have anything to do with the fact that it's as dangerous as heroin or LSD or anything else. In fact, Chuck Rosenberg, the DEA administrator, admitted as much when this news was released. What the Schedule 1 has to do with is in the evaluation process, was it found to have a medical value? And this is where people get tripped up because they say, well, wait a minute. California has medical marijuana. Oregon's got medical. There's 25 states with medical marijuana. And that is true. But under the Controlled Substances Act, whether or not a substance has an accepted medical use in the United States isn't determined by whether or not there are states in the United States that are accepting its medical use. It is whether or not the country of the United States has decided it has medical use. And that's not determined by voters in California. That's not determined by voters in Michigan or Florida or any other state. That's determined by the FDA. And according to the FDA, there is no accepted medical use in the United States, and there's a high potential for abuse. How do they get the high potential for abuse? Because a lot of people are using it without doctor's permission. But wait, you can't get a doctor's permission because it's Schedule 1. Exactly. That's where we're stuck. And really, when you get down to it, the number one impediment in any sort of rescheduling decision is that we are playing the wrong game. We're in the wrong ballpark. We got our baseball bat and our mitt, and we're on a football gridiron. We're wearing our basketball sneakers on an ice hockey rink, right? We're in the wrong game because the entire scheduling system of the Controlled Substances Act is based on scheduling a particular individual molecule, something that's reproducible and consistent and accurate every time. It's built for pills and inhalers and liquids and other forms, but it's basically meant for an active ingredient, singular or plural, but they're always the same, right? This always comes in the same formulation, like when you're talking about OxyContin, you know, opioids with acetaminophen and stuff, or Vicodin, I guess. The point being is you cannot fit a leaf-shaped drug through a pill-shaped hole. And that's what the FDA and the scheduling process are all about. It's in the rejection, if you bother to read the page after page after page, of what Health and Human Services was pointing out to FDA, was that there is no consistent, reproducible thing called cannabis for us to even evaluate. And this is where people get hung up on, well, wait a minute, the federal government has patents on cannabinoids as neuroprotectants and antioxidants, number 6630507. And what about Marinol and Sisamet and Sativex? And yeah, all those things are molecules that are consistently reproducible. That's why Marinol made it through the process, because it's THC in a sesame oil pill. And since nobody can get the THC out of that pill into something that people could smoke, and nobody's out there dealing Marinol pills, it's not considered to be a drug of abuse. It's a game we can't win, folks.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Medical marijuana is just a tactic that can no longer benefit us. We can't win because it continues to have to go to scheduling, and the system is not set up to schedule plants. You want medical plants? You need to make them legal for everybody. Regulate them like we do alcohol and tobacco. All right, we're back to some drug war data mining.
Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in cannabisradio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
Growing green to generate more green.
Talking with multi-cup award winner Maya Elizabeth.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman.
I've always followed Whoopi, and I think she's fantastic. I've followed her advocacy over the years. Tell me a little bit how you think partnering with a mainstream high-profile figure actually benefits the cannabis community as a whole.
I have infinite respect for Whoopi Goldberg. I wouldn't just partner with any into that kind of thing. I'm into cannabis medicine, and I'm into making quality products that people can find relief from. So to hear that her vision was actually the same, it's been beyond a dream to manifest.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
New beginner guitars and banjos are often constructed much better than ones built before your time. Why struggle? Get a new instrument or fix the old one. The trusted professionals at the Fingerboard Extension will evaluate your instrument for free. Repairs are priced for people who work for a living. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today, or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
Promoting the end of adult cannabis prohibition is easy because we have facts, science, reason, compassion, evidence, truth, and logic on our side. It's even easier when researchers catalog it all for us. Learn how to gather the facts on marijuana use, arrests, seizures, rehabs, drug tests, and more on this edition of Drug War Data Mining.
All right. Today in the data mines, we bring you the great news coming out of North Dakota, where the activists there managed to get medical marijuana on the ballot for 2016. This would be the North Dakota Medical Marijuana Initiative. And it would be a fairly typical medical marijuana act. It does require a condition upon a condition list. Some of the typical conditions include cancer, AIDS, Hep C, ALS, glaucoma, and epilepsy. There'd be ID cards. There would be dispensaries. Patients could have up to 3 ounces of usable marijuana. And unfortunately, though, this is another one of these states that is moving forward with what we call the home grow halo. And the home grow halo means that patients cannot grow their own cannabis unless they live a certain number of miles away from a safe access point, from a dispensary. And in the North Dakota initiative, it's 40 miles. You got to live more than 40 miles away from a dispensary. And if you do, you'll be able to grow 8 plants at home. Now, this is not to say that anybody should be against this medical marijuana initiative. In fact, for North Dakota, this would be a remarkable change, finally breaking through in one of those upper plains states. And North Dakota has very serious penalties for marijuana possession. A single joint can get you a year in prison and a $2,000 fine. So we're happy that North Dakota's made the ballot, but again, it's sad to see this continued trend of states with these home grow halos, states that are restricting the ability of patients to grow their own. As far as I'm concerned, the miracle of medical marijuana isn't that it's a plant with therapeutic properties. There are lots of plants with therapeutic properties. It's that it has so many of them, so low side effects, and we can grow it ourselves. We can take care of our own debilitating conditions without all the middlemen, without all the doctors and the labs and the pharmacies and the companies and the advertising. We can take care of ourselves with a houseplant. So when I see medical marijuana laws come up that don't allow patients to grow their own, especially these patients that have to spend so much in healthcare costs as it is, and for whom medical marijuana won't be covered by the insurance, those are the people that need to be growing at home. Now, the poll numbers are pretty good for the medical marijuana in North Dakota. Most recent poll coming out of the Bismarck Tribune shows 47% support for the medical marijuana, with 41% opposition. So it's only plurality at this point, 47 to 41. That breaks down to a 33% strongly support and a 35% strongly oppose. 14% somewhat support, 6% somewhat opposed. So 33 and 14 is your 47% that are in favor. 9% say they're neutral on the issue. And another 3% say they're undecided. So decent poll out of North Dakota. Can they get it across the finish line, get a majority of the votes, and put this into their law? We certainly hope so. And we'll cover that for you on Marijuana Election Night on CannabisRadio.com. Now, quickly, some catch up on some of the other states. Arkansas is also on the ballot for medical marijuana. It has a long, long list of qualifying conditions, a ton of them. The thing that's going on in Arkansas, though, is that there's another initiative trying to make the ballot. The one that's already on the ballot is a statutory initiative. This other one is a medical marijuana constitutional amendment, and they differ in some of their policies. And part of the difference here, according to this is the Arkansas Business, I'm not sure which one this was, but the initiative includes grow your own 10 plants if you live more than 20 miles from a dispensary. So it's got a 20-mile halo. This is what they've got on the ballot right now, whereas the constitutional amendment would lack that component. So it's interesting. The polls in Arkansas are looking good. 58% support, 34% opposition, support among Democrats, African Americans, and people aged 30 to 44, all well over 70%. And even among Republicans, it's a tie at this point, 45 support, 45 opposition. We've also got Florida on the ballot for medical marijuana. That's their constitutional amendment that they're trying again from last election, 2014. And we've got 8 polls that are showing support well above 60%. And in Florida, you got to get 60% in order to get into the Constitution. That's why they lost last year. They only got 57% and couldn't make the Constitution. 8 polls now showing there's a greater than 60% support for Florida medical marijuana. Florida would be a no home grow whatsoever sort of medical marijuana. Comporting with many of the East Coast states that do not allow home grow, it would be dispensary only. In Montana, they're on the ballot with I-182. This is the initiative to restore the medical marijuana program in the state of Montana after the legislature decimated it. This would remove the requirement that doctors who recommend for more than 25 patients get audited automatically. It would restore the ability of caregivers to care for more than 3 patients, and it would institute a system of dispensaries and cultivation to provide safe access points for patients. The Montana campaign is looking good. Looks like they'll have a good chance to pass this. But the opposition has raised more than twice the money than the supporters of this act in Montana. And some Hail Mary passes in Oklahoma. They're still looking to get on the ballot. They might make it. Oklahoma actually looks pretty good. This is one where anybody would be able to home grow. 6 mature plants, 6 seedlings. We'll be right back.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Keep your cannabis cravings under control. Feed your mind with CannabisRadio.com. Cash?
Sorry.
I don't carry around cash, and I don't want to use the ATM and pay surcharges.
You don't need to carry cash. Haven't you heard about PayQuick?
Okay, tell me about PayQuick.
It's the safe and easy way to pay. It works just like your debit card to securely pay for your purchase, and it gives you rewards points every time you use it.
Nice.
PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQuick.com.
Normal stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks may be far less than those posed by legal drugs. You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
We need to build a wall.
Okay, maybe you're high too.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Activism begins with ACT. The Russ Belville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
We take you back to Saturday and the Julia Davis Park in Boise, Idaho.
Hello, Idaho! So I was up on stage earlier. My name is Radical Russ Belville. I'm the host of the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com. I do a live daily 2-hour news talk radio program all about cannabis. I'd love you to tune in. Check out CannabisRadio.com. And one of the advantages I get in this amazing career of mine is I get to travel all over the country. This year, I've been from Seattle to Miami, from Fort Worth, Texas, to Boston, Massachusetts, Anchorage, Alaska, to Atlanta, Georgia, Columbia, South Carolina. I've been all over this country in places where it's legal, places where it's medical, and places where it's still completely prohibited. So let's do a little quiz here, because I want to give you a sense of what I go through when I go across this country. How many states out there have complete adult marijuana legalization? Four. We got four. We got Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Colorado. And we've also got Washington, D.C., which is kind of cool to know that our legislators go to the Capitol every day in a city where weed is legal. In fact, I was in Washington, D.C. this year when they pulled out the 51-foot joint. Did you get to see some of that on the news? That was pretty cool. I stood there across from the White House while they had a little wagon with a PA system in it, where a guy got on the mic and was telling people, come on over here for your free marijuana, come over here for your free cannabis plants, and right across from the White House, in public, with the Secret Service watching, they were handing out cannabis starts and some free marijuana, because that's legal in Washington, D.C. They don't have any shops, but you can grow it and give it to anybody you like in our nation's capital. How many states out there have medical marijuana, do you know? 25. Half of the United States has medical marijuana, 25. Now it's different levels of medical marijuana. There's your California medical marijuana where you got anxiety, you can grow a dozen plants, you can go shop at a pot shop. And then there's Minnesota medical marijuana where you can't grow any plants, you can't get any plant material, you can only get salves, tinctures, and lotions. Nothing smokable. But there are 25 of those. And of course, Idaho is not one of them. Have you heard of this stuff called CBD oil? Heard about this? This is the one of the constituents of cannabis, CBD, cannabidiol, that you can extract from a cannabis plant. It has anti-seizure properties, right? For people who are epileptic, it's really good for them. And when you get this CBD oil, it doesn't have, or it has really low amounts of THC in it, so it doesn't really get you high in any way. 16 states have approved that. 16 states took a look at little kids having seizures and said, no, that's bad. Maybe we ought to give them some CBD oil that doesn't get them high. 16 states. The first state that did that was Utah. Utah. Don't tell me Idaho can't pass something when Utah passed it. Wyoming passed it. All of the states in the South passed it. Iowa passed it. Wisconsin passed it. Come on, Idaho can do this. But no, we've got four legal states. Idaho's not one of them. 25 medical states. Idaho's not one of them. We've got 16 CBD states. Idaho's not one of them. We also have decriminalization. Now, decriminalization's a thing where pot's not legal. Still, you can still get busted for it, but when you get busted, it's like a traffic ticket. You get a ticket, you pay your ticket, you're done with it. You don't get a criminal record that stops you from getting a house or getting a job or buying a gun. Decriminalization, pay a fine. 19 states have that. Idaho is not one of them. In fact, in the United States, there only exist 7 states that don't have legal, medical, CBD, or decrim. Those 7 states are North Dakota, South Dakota, Kansas, Arkansas, West Virginia, Indiana, and Idaho. Idaho is one of just 7 states left that has nothing, that has absolute marijuana prohibition. One of 7 states. And guess what? After November, you're going to be one of 5 because North Dakota and Arkansas have medical marijuana on the ballot this year. Idaho could be one of 5 states that has absolute marijuana prohibition going into 2017. One of 5. Now, when I travel this country, I go to places like Texas, right? This year I was in Texas in Fort Worth. We had a march that went from a park to the county courthouse with about 1,000 pot smokers smoking in the streets of Texas. And this ain't Austin, Texas. This is Fort Worth, Cowtown, very Republican conservative. 1,000 people marched down the streets smoking pot, took over the county courthouse steps. And we sat there and did speeches for the next 3 hours, smoking pot on the county courthouse steps in Texas. One of the guys who gave a speech was running for mayor of his small town, and he won. And as soon as he won, all of the city clerks and all the city officials quit because they didn't want to work for a pothead. Fine, he just hired a bunch of new people. Bunch of cool people, right? So I go to Texas, and when I go to Texas, I end up talking to people, and they're like, oh, man, Texas is going to be the last state to legalize. And I always say, want to bet? I'm from Idaho. I bet them. When I go to Georgia, I go to Alabama, I go to Texas, I go to these red states, and they say, oh, we're going to be the last to legalize. I say, I'll make you a bet. I'll bet Idaho is the last to legalize. Boo is right. You should be booing me right now. That's a terrible bet for me to make. I want you to make me a liar. I want you to make me lose that bet. Because you can. You have the power to make me a liar because you have the ability of citizen initiatives. Texas can't do a petition to make medical marijuana legal. Georgia can't do a petition to make medical marijuana legal. Alabama can't do a petition to make medical marijuana legal. They don't have that power. Idaho is one of 24 states that has the power to pass initiatives. And right now there's a great group, the Idaho Medical Marijuana Association, or IMA. Like, I'm a patient. I'm a grower. I'm a citizen. I'm a good person. Of course, every time I hear IMA, I think of Kanye West. I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had the best album. So get involved with IMA, Idaho Medical Marijuana Association. Another thing that we have to do is we have to cure some of the misconceptions about cannabis consumers out there. I say this a lot to people, and it's kind of hard to hear sometimes. But the fact is, most people, even the people voting against us, don't dislike marijuana. A lot of these people out there that are voting against us, they know it's medical to some extent. Maybe they only think it helps cancer patients having chemo, but they'll admit that at least. Folks, they don't hate marijuana. They hate potheads. This isn't about a plant. This is about discrimination and bigotry. This is about them not liking how long your hair is, or the tattoos you're sporting, or the attitude you have about authority and law enforcement, or your countercultural views on politics or religion or healthy healing with nature. That's what they hate. They hate the people they think we are. The dirty, lousy, stinking, stoner, hippie, loser, potheads. I'm looking out over this audience. I don't see a single damn loser out there. I see a bunch of good people. I see a bunch of good Idahoans, a bunch of good citizens who make the smart decision to choose cannabis over prescription pills, over alcohol, over tobacco. We're not to be feared. We're to be emulated. We are good people. So I'll leave you with this. Not everybody's cannot be an activist. I'm on TV all across the country. I fly around the country. I have a Google footprint a mile wide. You look up Radical Russ on YouTube and it's just a pot leaf that comes up, right? That's not for everybody. Some of you got jobs. Some of you got kids. Some of you got mortgages. You're worried. You're scared. I don't blame you. Two times ago, I came to Idaho. I came here for a town hall against your drug czar and the Idaho State Police. And they quit the day before because they found out I was coming. That night when I went back to my motel room, probation and parole, open up. Excuse me? Probation, parole, could you open the door, please? Sorry, I'm neither on probation nor parole. How can I help you? Well, could you open the door? We'd like to talk to you. We're talking right now. How can I help you, officers? Well, we're on probation or parole. We heard that there's a parolee who's a probationer who's in your room. We just need to open the door to check, but she's not there. Nobody in here but me, officer. Can I help you? Yeah, could you just open the door? No, how about you go get a warrant? Suddenly, their attitude changed. And I quote the police officers. They said, look, we know you're smoking pot out there, and we don't really give a shit, but you could be messing this up for all the rest of the probationers here, so we want you to knock that shit off and take it somewhere else. I said, thanks, have a nice day. And they walked away. And I'm thinking to myself, did they really think I was going to go door-to-door, knocking on hotel doors? Excuse me, would you like to smoke some pot? And second of all, I wasn't smoking any pot. I didn't have any pot on me. I'm not an idiot. I'm in Idaho. I don't need to bring pot with me. I know potheads. I'll find some. Don't need to travel with them, folks. Now, had I smoked pot that day? Did I smell like pot? Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I understand you're scared. I understand you're worried. So here's my final piece of advice. Come out of the cannabis closet to one person you know that doesn't know you're a pot smoker. Could be a stranger on the street. Hey, excuse me. I smoke marijuana. I'm a good person. Bye. Right? And they'd be like, what the hell was that? But come out to at least one person, because that forces a thing called cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is when you think one thing and you see another thing and they don't match. It freaks your brain out. So they've got this perspective that cannabis consumers are dirty, lazy potheads. So you say, hey, I'm a cannabis consumer. They have to reconcile that. They have to look at you and go, well, you don't look like a dirty, lazy pothead. You look like an okay person. And that starts to change minds. Changing minds changes votes. Changing votes changes laws. Changing laws legalizes marijuana, medical marijuana, whatever we need for everyone in this state. Are you with me? Let's get it done. Come out with someone you know. Thank you.
Good time there in my hometown of Boise, Idaho. How many times I played in bands there at the Julia Davis Park band shell, the Gene Harris band shell, they call it now. The great first hemp fest for the folks of Boise, Idaho, and I encourage y'all to check out the Idaho Medical Marijuana Association. help them help the patients. And kudos to everyone who is working so hard in a red state and a tough red state like Idaho. You know, so many of us left Idaho for greener pastures. I gotta admire the people who are staying and fighting for what's right. We're back with a radical rant after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
I said palm trees make California.
Yo, 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 it's your boy TJ. It's Trinidad James. You're listening to Dr. Bina on Cannabis Confidential. LA, what up?
Name James, man. I'm worried like.
People were so excited to see you supporting our industry, and it's so important to see people who are mainstream, who are out there, that people look up to.
That was my first one ever going to, so that was definitely a big deal for me. It's not just, oh man, just come smoke a bunch of joints. It's a lot of science into it. It's way more interesting than a lot of people might think would look down, per se, on what we enjoy.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Adrian, I finished it. Adrian.
Okay, maybe you're high too.
Don't want to spend money on a night out, but don't know what to do other than watching TV or playing video games? Consider playing guitar, bass, banjo, or mandolin. The instrument will give you hours of entertainment with friends with minimal expense. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today, or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
Must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it. And didn't inhale.
And one major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical rant.
Well, today I was looking through a piece on the Washington Times. That's Washington, D.C.'s kind of conservative newspaper. It's not the Post or anything, but... The headline was Marijuana Initiatives on Ballot in Record 9 States Despite Fed's Firm Stand. You know, referring to the federal government, even just recently, the DEA denying the rescheduling attempt for cannabis. And let's also note there's one U.S. territory involved as well, the Northern Mariana Islands. We get that. We've got medical marijuana in 3 out of 5 territories. We'll still have to get American Samoa and U.S. Virgin Islands, and they're working on it in USVI, too. So anyway, we got 9 states on the ballot. That's a record, and we've already confirmed it. There's California, Arizona, Nevada, Massachusetts, and Maine, all 5 voting on legalization. Florida, Arkansas, North Dakota, all voting on medical marijuana. Montana voting to increase their medical marijuana. And we've got still some Hail Mary passes possible in Missouri, Michigan, and Oklahoma. And I wanted to touch a little bit on that Missouri thing, too. I didn't get to it in an earlier segment. But in Missouri, the situation is, it's not that you just had to get a certain number of signatures. You have to get a baseline number of signatures in so many congressional districts. This is what you'll find in some of these states that have initiative petition power. And remember, not all of them have it, right? Only 24 states have any sort of initiative petition. The ones that do have it, their legislatures sometimes try to restrict that power, or they come up with some initiative to restrict that power that changes it from a simple majority or a simple number of votes. Usually it's like X percent of what the last gubernatorial election was, how many voters were. It's some formula, right? And they'll change that because they find, these activists, they can just go to the couple of big cities in these states. In Idaho, it'd be like Boise, right? You can just go to these big cities, collect all your signatures. So we'll make it harder by forcing you to get a certain baseline number of signatures from a certain number of congressional districts or counties or whatever. And so Missouri is one of these. And the New Approach Missouri page talks about how they collected initial review of signatures from the six congressional districts we collected this spring. Shows the campaign currently has more than enough valid signatures in every district except Missouri's second congressional. In that district, which has Jefferson, St. Charles, and St. Louis counties parts, the local election officials invalidated 10,700 signatures, cut them short by 2,200. So they're short by 2,200 signatures. They got 5 out of 6 of the districts just fine. They're over the top on that. One district, not enough signatures. So they're suing to try to get some of those recounted, relooked at. The Oklahoma one is moving forward. They're still trying to get on the ballot. And Michigan is still suing over that 180-day window that they've got that says, you know, signatures spoil after 180 days, like they're some sort of yogurt or something. So we've got 9 on the ballot, outside chance at 12 on the ballot coming up for 2016, which, of course, we'll cover here on live coverage on CannabisRadio.com on election night, November 8th, 2016. So I'm reading this piece. Pretty good piece. Basic coverage of all the major details. You get to the bottom of it. It's got a quote from Paul Armentano, my friend from Normal. And it's got one of those, you know, click here to read more. I'm so glad it had that because I'm thinking most people who saw this post probably just went on past it and didn't click there to read more, but I sure did. And when I clicked there to read more, I eventually got to this couple of paragraphs talking about you know, there's a couple of quotes in here. There's some Tom Angel, of course. There's always a Tom Angel quote. Mason DeVert's in here as well, but it talks about how a host of states are still far from achieving slam dunk success. In Arizona, a July poll from OH Predictive Insights showed an initiative to legalize marijuana was likely to lose, with 52.5% of likely voters surveyed saying they would vote against legalizing recreational marijuana, while 39.1% said they would vote in favor. Part of the opposition to the initiative stems from another group that had sought to legalize the recreational use of marijuana this year. Two competing marijuana initiatives divided supporters, and only one was able to gather the signatures needed to make the ballot. The campaign that was unable to qualify for the ballot has launched a new effort, Marijuana Consumers Against Fake Marijuana Legalization, to defeat Proposition 205. I gotta pause. What the Marijuana Consumers Against Fake Marijuana Legalization, brought to you by the Department of Redundancy Department. Look, either Marijuana Consumers Against Fake Legalization or Consumers Against Fake Marijuana Legalization. You don't want to have the word marijuana in there twice. And second, what a bunch of idiots. What a bunch of, oh my God, fake marijuana legalization. You know what fake marijuana legalization is? Medical marijuana, that's fake medical. That's fake marijuana legalization because it's not legal. You got a medical card. You just have an affirmative defense to something that is still a crime. What you've got in Arizona right now is fake marijuana legalization. Real marijuana legalization is when you can have marijuana and you can buy marijuana and it's legal. I get so tired of these groups that have this perfect vision of what marijuana legalization should be. This is this Jason Medar and these Arizonans for Mindful Regulation, they called themselves, that had such the better plan for legalization. And I would agree. It was a nicer plan. It had some good parts to it. Very well thought out. And I can agree that there is a problem with the way MPP puts together some of these initiatives and some of the buy-ins they had to get from the existing dispensary industries in order to get concessions to them, to get their support, yada, yada, yada. But there's a chance to legalize marijuana, to end the prosecution of people in a state where any amount can still be prosecuted as a felony, in a place where Sheriff Joe wants to put you outside in the tents in 108-degree heat in pink underwear, we can help people avoid that. And you want to help Sheriff Joe. I'll tell you, Sheriff Joe wants to see legalization fail. He don't care if it's fake or real. He'd love to see that fail. Bill Montgomery, Maricopa County attorney, he wants to see that fail. Sheila Polk, Yavapai County, she wants to see it fail. You're on their side. When you're one of these marijuana consumers against fake marijuana legalization, arguing against Proposition 205, you are on the side of our oppressors. I don't take kindly to that. I don't take kindly, and I've still got long memory. I got people from 2010 I still don't like from California who had the same damn arguments about, oh, this is fake marijuana legalization. It's all going to make a monopoly and this, that. Oh, forget. Get out of my face with that. You know, it's. I'm trying so hard not to bring the current election cycle into these things, but you know, it does harken back to the point that, yes, you may have had the better initiative, but your initiative didn't make the ballot. Yes, your initiative may have been hamstrung by things out of its control, but your initiative didn't make the ballot. There's an initiative that's made the ballot. Our opponents would really like to see it fail. It is incremental step forward. It does legalize marijuana. Here's what their arguments are. This is in the Washington Times piece, and I'm wondering, you know, if the people read this far, because it's pretty far down the page, but if they read this far, how they must think of all marijuana consumers to think that some of us would even get on board with this. Like, I'm trying to put my mind in the place of someone who's a casual political observer, doesn't really know the marijuana movement much, but knows politics generally, and how they would take this part when it says, this is speaking about the marijuana consumers against fake marijuana legalization. They argue that the initiative would do more harm than good by not adequately reforming marijuana laws. For instance, by leaving in place felony charges for those who possess more than the legal amount of marijuana. How much are they allowed to possess now? And it's a felony now. Or by allowing city or county governments to ban the home growth of marijuana if it becomes a nuisance. What can they do now? It's all banned now. All marijuana growing is a nuisance now. You're not voting this legalization versus the legalization you want. You're voting this legalization versus the prohibition you got. Whew, that's all the time I got for hour one. We'll continue this in hour two. For everyone here at CannabisRadio.com, I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You
you take a scene, you plan it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plan it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.